Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, it is so true. Worship brings down the presence of the Lord. And how things change when we're in the presence of the Lord. Amen. That wonderful garment of praise with the spirit of heaviness. Praise our God. Oh, wow. What a privilege. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to be here tonight. I am thankful for such opportunities. You know, it was pouring down rain when I was driving over here and couldn't get out of the car right away because, man, it was just coming down in sheets. But praise the Lord, you know, He's with us. And He knows how to help us. And there's nothing too hard for our God. We are so privileged to know the living God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray and ask Him to have His way here tonight. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love You, God. We just thank You, Lord, for such an opportunity. We thank You for these moments. I thank You for everyone that's online, oh, God, that has joined us here tonight, Lord. I thank You for the people that will listen to this later. Lord, I just pray that You'd use this message. Oh, God, that You'd give me Thy words, Thy anointing, Thy ability, Lord Jesus, Thy authority, Lord. Oh, God, we could do nothing without You, Lord. But we ask that You would move in our lives. I'm asking You to move the mountains, oh, God, that are in people's lives. Oh, God, the sicknesses, the pain, oh, Lord, the afflictions, God, the unknowns, the burdens. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that You would work here tonight. I pray, oh Lord, that there would be faith, oh Lord, and that You would help us, Lord, as we walk this earth. Oh God, we could do nothing without You, Lord. Oh God, despite these times, I pray that You would give us a faith that is strong, a faith that is deep, Lord, a faith that cannot be moved, oh Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh God, as we see these things that are coming upon the face of the earth, I pray, oh God, that You would deepen our faith. Oh God, that You'd get us to that place where we're thoroughly determined to serve You regardless of what others may do. Oh God, help us, Lord. Oh God, help us to walk with You. Oh God, help us to cling to Thy promises. Oh God, help us, teach us how to rebuke the devil, Lord, and how to have victory, how to overcome. Oh Lord, You know that we need You, Lord. And I pray, oh Lord, that You'd move here tonight. Oh God, that You'd help us, Lord, that You'd give us that kind of strength that we need. Oh Lord, that faith that we need. Oh God, greater faith than we've ever had, Lord. Oh God, to overcome this world. Oh God, I pray this in Jesus' name. I pray that the devil would be rebuked. I pray that he'd have no place here, Lord. I pray that You would take over, Lord Jesus. Oh God, use this message. Oh God, help me, Lord. Oh God, I cannot do anything without Thee. I pray that You'd use this message, oh Lord. Oh God, that You give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Oh God, a heart that can comprehend. Oh God, wake us up. Help us to be what we need to be, Lord. Oh God, give us Thy words, oh Lord Jesus, and Thy anointing, oh Lord, that Thy presence come down. Oh Lord, for surely we could do nothing without You, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. What a time we live in. And oh my, we've said it so many times, these moments are very perilous. And truly, I know we've been saying that a long time, but what we're seeing right now is beyond anything we ever did see even 10 years ago. You know, the devil's been working on his plan for a long time, but at these moments, we are seeing more than ever, and it's coming right down. Oh, yes, to the end. I fully believe. Oh, my. I believe that God's judgment is pending. And what we are seeing, oh, yes, it's man's wicked, rebellion against God's ways, God's authority, God's order. That rebellion, oh, that started even in the Garden of Eden. But oh my, how it has continued. And here we are. We are just, I believe, we may have very little time left on this earth, for all I know, because what I am seeing, it is something to grip our hearts. We know that God has a plan. And thank God we have His Word. It is written in His Word. In the meantime, the devil is working his plan, his agenda. And we've seen all kinds of things. You know, I believe from the beginning when they started talking about the COVID thing and everything else, the coronavirus, they called it at the first. And I believe that the outcome would be that they would try to bring forth a vaccine. And so it has happened. And, you know, I see one of the things that coincide with this vaccine that, you know, are part of it is its impact to its ability. So it seems. And God is beyond everything. But, you know, there's an element here that could very well cause sterilization for the human race. And I was pondering a while ago, why? I mean, you know, why would, you know, they want, you know, to, you know, make people sterile? And of course, other vaccines already have been doing this, and maybe not in whole, but in partialness, I would say for sure. And we also know that, you know, they've had this goal to depopulize the world. And, it's hard for us. If, you know, we have a heart toward God and we're believing the Lord and we're following the Lord, it's so hard to believe how wicked these people are. But, oh, yes, they have this plot where they are trying to derid this earth of its population, of a great deal of its population, trying to make the population more that they can control. And, you know, it involves, you know, expecting people to die, and starting with the older generation, and God knows where it's going to land. But, you know, I just heard a very stirring interview, I believe that was yesterday, and I'm realizing, you know, a little bit more after that. You know, they have this plan. You know, they are not really concerned about, you know, people being sterile, because they're trying to make people without a gender anyway. That's part of their plan, you know, almost asexual, with, you know, creatures that, you know, are eunuchs in that sense, and without a, you know, a sexual male or female background. I mean, this is so out there. It's so crazy. But, you know, they are trying to do that. And you know, that's their goal. And you know, what they do plan or think they're going to do is that they're going to be able to engineer life in labs and bring forth a people that are without a gender. I mean, this is so crazy, but, you know, so it is. And they have their goals. I heard a figure is possibly by 2040, you know, but anyway, thank God He is in charge. Despite these very, very perilous times, oh my, God sees it all. And He's ordained it all. And praise the Lord, we know that it is in His hands. And very for sure, there is a day when the Lord is going to judge this world in righteousness. See, He's going to call it quits as far as, you know, man's devious, nasty, abominable ways. It's going to be over. and thank the Lord. If we're in the Lord and we're beginning to see these things come to pass as it is, you know, as it tells us in Luke, the 21st chapter, then we know that when we begin to see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and to lift up our heads with that realization that our redemption draweth nigh. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. These signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress our nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, as it tells us here in Luke, the 21st chapter. Verse 27 says, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And praise the Lord, we know from the other Gospels that, you know, when, you know, he comes at that time, his angels are going to gather his elect together. Oh, praise the Lord. There's going to be a separation, you know, God's people from those that do not serve him and know him, do not fear him. Oh, there's going to be a great cutoff point when the Lord Jesus comes back to this earth. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Tells us in Matthew 24, verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Oh, that great trumpet that we read of in 1 Corinthians. Oh, yes, that great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Oh, praise the Lord. He's going to come. He's going to come and not tarry, and it's going to be over. And as we see these things developing, oh, yes. Oh, it is, you know, oh, it is notice to the people of God that our Savior is coming. Oh, yes, that he's going to come. Oh, yes, you know, we know that these plans that the Illuminists and those in control, you know, the people that have money so often that go forth to use it. And, you know, we see, you know, you got, you know, people like Elon Musk and others that, you know, I just, you know, they're thinking of how they're going to get off this world, how they're going to go to Mars and colonize and all that kind of thing, too. Oh, I guess I got a landslide here, paper, sorry. But, oh my, you know, it's because they don't know the Lord Jesus. And, you know, these things, you know, it's kind of, you know, a rerun in a certain way. You know, some of this has happened before. I'm thinking of the Tower of Babel, the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. And, you know, just going there for a moment, you know, here it came to pass, all the peoples of the earth, they had one language, they were of one speech, and, you know, they all were together in one body, you know. And they gathered together, and they journeyed from the east to Telsus, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and there they dwelt. And then they had this thought. Verse 3 here in Genesis 11 says, go to let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And then they had this conniving plan. Verse 4 here tells us, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad from the face of the whole earth. Well, I'll tell you what, this was in rebellion to the plan of God. After the flood, they had been told, yes, to go and settle the world, the earth that was known at that point, and you know, to be fruitful and multiply. But instead, they had all gathered together in one spot, you know, and here they have this goal. They're going to build this tower. Oh, they think they can, whose top may reach unto heaven. Oh, it's so tall that no matter if God decided to send a flood again, which he's promised he would not do, but anyway, even so, you know, they would be so high that they would be safe, they thought. And besides, you know, they were going to make themselves a name. They weren't considering God, you know. You know, they said, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. It was in rebellion to God, just as the movement today is in rebellion to God. And it tells us in verse 5 here in Genesis 11, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Oh, yeah, God's not blind. He knows what's going on, and there's those moments when, oh my, okay, it's going to be ended. God is going to look at this very closely, and yes, his will be done. It tells us in verse 6, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Oh my, it sort of sounds like right now, you know, the people were one. They had one world. And so it is. They're trying to go back to that right now, you know. One world government. One people all joined together. And even perhaps one language is maybe their goal. And, you know, they're going to outsmart God, so they think. You know, create some kind of life according to their own imagination and thinking. And so it was back here at Babel, you know, they had let their minds come together and they conjured up this plan and you know, whatever it was. I believe they were very intelligent people. I believe they had a great deal of knowledge. And whatever they had schemed, God said, you know, this they began to do and nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Oh my, they thought they were going to outwit God. But praise the Lord, our God is in charge. He sees it all, he knows it all, and he's going to stop it when it is his time. Oh yes, when it is finished. And here it was at Babel, verse 7, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Praise the Lord, his will be done. Oh man, yes it will. Oh God will stop. Oh, yes, the devices of evil men. He's going to cause them, oh, yes, to fall, to stumble. Oh, yes, not to be able to complete what they have begun to do, just as he stopped Babel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm so glad we serve the mighty God. Oh, thank the Lord. Our lives are in his hands. If we've given our lives over to the Lord Jesus, he's in charge of us. Oh, yes, and he knows how to help us. He knows how to make a way. He knows how to heal us. He knows how to save us. He knows how to deliver us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. And yes, there is that time that is coming. I believe it is coming soon. The day of God's judgment. Amen. Let's go into the Psalms right now. Let's go to Psalms chapter 7 here to begin. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, so many things, you know, were revealed as you know, David and the other psalmists, you know, were anointed to sing forth and proclaim these messages, praise the Lord. And Psalm 7 is a song, a psalm of David, praise the Lord. And it says, as we begin, concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. And, you know, it's so amazing. You know, David fought many battles. He had many enemies. He suffered a lot of oppression. And many, many times, we see this in the Psalms again and again, he cried out for deliverance, for help. And, he had adversaries that were on his back and ready to bring him down. But praise the Lord, he learned how to put his trust, his faith, his hope in the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's read here from Psalm 7. Praise the Lord. It says, as we begin, verse 1. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Lest ye tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. Then he says, O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Then, you know, if I'm not right with you, I'm paraphrasing here a little bit to, I believe, come through with this thought. He's saying, if I have done wrong, I've had wrong motives and goals, then Lord, then this is what I deserve, you could say. Then he says in verse 5, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yeah, I had it coming. If I was naughty, I had wrong motives and goals and was trying to put revenge on people. Whatever all. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let them tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. But then, oh my, I don't believe that was the case. Oh, he goes on to say in verse 6, arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Oh, yes, and when God stands, it means that there is judgment pending. Oh, he's there to declare, oh, yes, what is the next step, his goal, his anger, his judgment, it will come forth. So he says in verse 6, arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. Oh, the people of the Lord, how the Lord knows how to surround us and how to keep us and how to deliver us. Verse 8 tells us, the Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. And praise the Lord, that's how God will judge. It's going to be according to our righteousness. And of course, we could have no righteousness except it be given us by the Lord Jesus. And according to our own integrity. And we wouldn't have integrity except that the Lord bought us and saved us and delivered us and forgave us and gave us his integrity. Praise the Lord. And then there's a cry. Oh, he says in verse 9, I think this is the cry of God's people. Oh, I've heard it even in times like these. Oh, he cries in verse 9. He says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that cry. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins, the hearts and the emotions. Oh my, how it is. And then he declares, oh yes, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Oh, you know, we are so blessed if God is on our side. Oh, yes, as it says in Romans 8, chapter verse 31, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. And then he says in verse 11, God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, yes, that's something to remember. Oh, he sees, he knows it all. It's all judged in his sight. It's evaluated in his sight. And God gets angry. Yes, he does. It tells us here, he is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, they don't know what a thread they're treading on. You know how, you know, God could crush them. You know, he could destroy them. He could smash them at a moment's notice. You know, oh, they are so vulnerable in their wickedness. And then he says in verse 12, if he turn not. And you see, God has mercy. You know, he's holding out that that wicked one, even that wicked one, would repent and turn to him. But it says in verse 12, if he turn not, he will whet his sword. And that's the title of this message tonight. He shall whet his sword, W-H-E-T, it is. And that means he's sharpening his sword. Oh, yes, it says, if he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. Oh, yes, he's holding out. You know, perchance that individual will repent. But if not, well, there is a sword of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, it will be wet. It will be sharpened. And God has a bow. And yes, it's ready. And it tells us in verse 13, oh, speaking of the wicked, those that fear not God, those that God is angry with. It says in verse 13, he hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. There they are. They're ready. They're aimed. Oh my, you better fear God. You better get right. You better turn from your wicked ways before it is too late. Oh, that cry goes out because God will judge. And he does have a sword. Oh, he does have a bow. He does have arrows. He has instruments of death. Tells us, oh, we talked about his travail for his people last week. But there's another travail here mentioned in verse 14. It says, behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. Oh, he's talking about the evil man, oh my, who, you know, is bringing forth iniquity and, oh, is connived, conceived, mischief. Oh, you know, the wicked, that, you know, that's their train of thought. They stay up all night to conceive, to bring forth mischief and to bring forth falsehood. Oh, how awful. You know, not the way to live. And it's going to turn on them. It says in verse 15, he made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. Oh, it's going to cover his head, the top of his crown, being the pate. Oh, praise the Lord, it's going to turn around if he turn not. Oh my, God's wrath, his pending judgment is forthcoming. But praise the Lord for those that fear the Lord and walk in his ways. Tells us in verse 17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, praise the Lord, our Lord is going to come. And he's not going to tarry. And what a moment it is when he's going to break through the sky. And all at once, oh, every eye is going to see him. Oh, they that pierced him. All at once, all kindreds of the earth are going to wail because of him as he comes forth. Oh, yes, it tells us in Revelation, the 19th chapter, starting with verse 11 right now. It says in verse 11, Revelation 19, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Oh, the wonderful Word of God that was in the beginning, that was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. His glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord, the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And it tells us in verse 14 here in Revelation 19. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And oh my, here's that sword that he shall whet. Oh, praise the Lord, it tells us in verse 15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Oh, here he comes. Oh, he came. Oh, the first time so lovingly, oh, to come to save his people from their sins. Oh, yes, to die for us on the cross, to bring forth salvation so that we might be hope, that we might become his sons and daughters. Oh, that we could reign with him forever and ever. Praise the Lord that we could have hope beyond this world and be delivered from our sins. Oh, praise the Lord, but here he comes. He comes the second time. Here he comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as a judge of all. And oh, he comes to avenge his enemies. Oh, my, to bring forth that revenge upon his enemies in reality. Yes, and it tells us again, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, all ready to come forth, to bring forth judgment. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great King, or the great God rather, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Oh my, here it happens. I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Oh my, they think they're going to outwit God? They think they're going to defeat the Lord Jesus? Oh my, it tells us in verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, whose sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Oh, my. Oh, we don't want to be of that ilk. We don't want to be of that number by any means. Oh, those, oh, that, oh, yes, have received the mark of the beast, that worshipped the beast's image. Oh, we don't want to be there. And oh, in this time that we live in, we must give heed. We must be careful. You know, one of the ingredients in that vaccine, I've been told, is graphite, a graphite compound. And you know, it's really something, because you know, you've heard of some people that seem to be magnetic after they've been vaccinated. I'll tell you what else. Yeah, there's graphite in that vaccine. And not only can it make one magnetic, but it's compatible with 5G. I don't know. Oh, they connived. They brought this plan together. You know, they think they're going to outwit God. But oh my, their day is coming. Oh yes, because our God is going to come and he is going to whet his sword. Oh, praise the Lord. It is going to be over. Oh yes. There is going to be judgment. Absolutely. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to go to another psalm right now. Psalm 7 for the moment here. Praise the Lord. Oh, these psalms. Oh, written so long ago. But oh, so relevant for the moment. Oh, yes. Another psalm of David. Another song, Shigeon of David, which he sang unto the Lord. Oh, excuse me. I meant to go to another psalm. I already read Psalms 7. I mean to go to Psalms 9, praise the Lord, which is another psalm of David. Praise the Lord. Let's go there, Psalms chapter 9. And this one, yes, is to the chief musician upon Bethlehem. And it's a psalm of David. He begins with a praise here. And all this needs to be our response. All what things God can do when we will offer him those sacrifices of praise from our lips. Oh, when we will worship him with our whole being. David had that secret. He knew how to worship the Lord. Yes, and I believe that is one reason he found such favor with God. He knew how to worship the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And such things, such wonderful things can happen when we praise the Lord with all our hearts. God knows how to turn around every circumstance. Oh, yes, he knows how to bring relief, deliverance, healing. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I believe it's because he's teaching us how to worship him. Oh, yes, so that we can get to that place where our hearts are made ready to receive that which the Lord will do for us. Praise the Lord when we are able to release faith and believe him with all our hearts. And here it is. David is worshiping the Lord here as we begin Psalms 9. He says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Oh, that testimony that he puts within. Oh, the good things that the Lord has done for us, that we can share, that we can bring forth, that we can testify of. And he says in verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Oh, praise the Lord. I love, oh yes, how we can worship the Lord. Oh, it's so beautiful to be able to raise our hands to God and to worship Him, to sing praises to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh, He does inhabit the praises of His people. Oh, praise the Lord. Something happens. There's a response from God when we praise Him with all our hearts. Oh, yes, I don't know, Jane, please forgive me, but when we were praying today over the phone, I heard the bird say in the background, Lord, help her. I love that. That is so encouraging, you know. Even the bird, he has, you know, it just something within at times. He just comes forth and says it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. But oh, here is David. He is worshiping. And oh, he's not, you know, he's got problems. Either circumstances. But he has something called faith. And it says in verse 3, when mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. How wonderful it is to be in God's favor. Yes, he had hope. Because, yes, he had faith in God. Amen. And God knows how to respond to faith. Amen. And then he says in verse 4, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. See, God's there. He's seen it all. He knows what is right. He knows what is wrong. Praise the Lord. And yes, he knows when the cause is right. He knows all those things. And he's going to judge accordingly. Amen. And oh, yes, David is speaking all things that would be forthcoming. Oh, yes, there were needs even at the time that David lived on this earth. But, oh, I believe this goes beyond, you know, to prophesy of the end of the world when God comes forth to judge this whole world. Oh, he says in verse 5, thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Yes, that day is coming, O thou enemy. Destructions are come to a perpetual end. It's going to be over. It's going to be final. Oh, there's going to be nothing beyond it. It's a perpetual end. Amen. Everlasting end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. Oh yes, it's going to be over. You know, those that sought for fame and used, you know, what clout they had and what money they had for their own advantage and to try to dominate people and you know, to, you know, bring down their own plan and devices. Oh, it's all coming to a halt. It's all going to be destroyed. And David foresaw it in prophecy. Amen. And he went on to say in verse 7, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. Well, there it is. The judgment is pending. It is waiting. And though it tarrieth long, it shall come to pass. Verse 8 tells us, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Oh, praise the Lord of God, according to God's ways, according to his thoughts. Oh, yes, his plan. Amen. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Oh, finally that day. Oh, yes, that is the forthcoming. Oh, and he said, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's going to come forth. And oh, yes, of those that fear not God, despise him, are enemies of God. Oh, my, what a moment. But on the other hand, for his people, well, praise the Lord, he knows how to help us. He knows how to shelter us. He knows how to keep us. Praise the Lord. And we are told here, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God will stand by his people. Praise the Lord. He is that very present help in the time of trouble. And that includes the end of the world. Praise the Lord. He knows how to keep us, how to hide us, how to shelter us. Praise the Lord. How to encourage us. Oh, and how we need it as we see all of this coming upon the face of the earth. Oh, we must keep our faith in God. We must stay in God's Word. Oh, and yes, keep faith in our hearts, hanging on to faith. Oh, yes, because the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of troubles. Times of trouble, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Praise the Lord. And it tells us, sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Praise the Lord. Oh, we know his day will come forth. He is going to, yes, oh, judge this world in righteousness. But praise the Lord, we have his promises. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. He said that, he declared that, yes. 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. Praise the Lord. And we can hang on to those promises, knowing that regardless of what's going on in this world, our God will be with us. And he knows how to help us. Oh, yes, it says in verse 12, when he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Oh, praise the Lord. All the things that appear that they went wrong. Yet, oh my, there is this day when everything will be turned around and he is going to come forth and make inquisition for blood. Oh, yes, it's going to be his time to make his inquiries, to examine, to investigate thoroughly. He'll know the whole matter, all of it, and he will know what is right. He will know what is righteous, and he will judge accordingly. Praise the Lord. Oh, he forgetteth not the cry of the humble. But oh my, how beautiful it will be. Oh, yes, to be in the Lord, to be walking with him. It tells us in verse 13, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And these are secrets here that David knew. Oh, yes, even though, oh, he might have been surrounded by an enemy. Oh, he knew what it was like to see the delivering hand of the Lord. Oh, to bear him up. Oh, to take him through the troop. Oh, yes, to help him to run over the wall. Amen. Whatever it was, exploits that he did because God was with him. God gave him enablement. God helped him, was with him. And oh, yes, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Oh, yes, the spirit of rejoicing in our God. Oh, yes, knowing that he has delivered us, that he has saved us, that he has made us arm extended toward us so that we could receive of his salvation, that we can be heirs of eternal life. Praise the Lord. On the other hand, he says in verse 15, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Yes, they're going to be taken in their own devices. Oh, yes. The pit that we read about in the 7th chapter of Psalms, oh, that they dug for themselves, their mischief returning upon their own head, all of that. And he says, the Lord is known by his judgment, which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hegeion, Selah. And you know this Hegeion and Selah, these are musical notations, you could say. And the Hegeion indicates that, you know, this is something to take solemnly, obviously, seriously, to consider, to think on. And when you say Selah, we're talking about a pause. Or think upon it. And what did we just read? The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hegeion, Selah. And then he says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God. And on the other hand, verse 18, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Our God knows how to come through. You might be going through a storm. It might be quite a tempest. It might seem like it's been forever. But praise the Lord, keep your faith in God. Keep believing on him. Keep pressing through. Our God has not forgotten. He knows how to come through. Yes, he says, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Oh, yes, poor is poor in spirit. Somebody that is humble, praise the Lord, has a heart towards God. And then he cries in verse 19, arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O God, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Oh, this is something I know, yes. Yeah, they're striving for immortality, it seems like the big shots of this world. Oh, you know, trying to connive and think of everything. They think, you know, they've got things under their control and you know, their plan is working. Oh my. But you know what? Our God is coming. He's going to take them in their snares. Oh, yes, he's going to turn it all over. He's going to come and judge them quickly, and they are going to be sunk down in the pit. If they have not turned, he's going to wet his sword. It's going to fall. Oh, yes, and it tells us the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God, all the day of God's vengeance, when he comes to judge this world in righteousness. And you know, turning to the book of Revelation here, the 18th chapter tells us of the fall of great Babylon. Babylon that thought it was so great and so mighty, but it had been taken over. All those devils that inhabited there, those holding points of every foul spirit, cage of every unclean and hateful bird. They'd all drunken together of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Kings of the earth had committed fornication with her. The merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies, as it tells us in Revelation 18. I believe this is a description of the beast system, that which they're trying to form and put together right now. Oh, yes. But we are told that voice from heaven that says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, God pours out his judgment. And oh, yes, everything is overturned. Oh, yes, and oh, my. It is seen. It is made known. Oh, yes. As the smoke of her burning goes up, and the cry as the rich and the poor alike look upon what is happening on the earth, and that cry, what city is like unto this great city? Oh, they cast dust on their heads and cry, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of their coast, of their costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Oh my, all of that is God sends forth his judgment, and it's over. Those one worlders the elitists of this world, those that think they have it in their hands, and oh yes, are intending to bring everyone under their control, to eliminate the people that they figure are useless. But oh my, God's going to come and judge this mess. Amen. Oh yes, and you know, there's a rejoicing, because yes, God has wet his sword, and oh yes, those that were so arrogant and full of pride and all thought that they were in control are going to be put down. Oh yes, we're told here in Revelation 18 verse 20, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and of trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. It's over. It's ended. Not even a millstone. No more grinding even of grains to sustain life. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For the merchants were the great men of the earth. For by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Oh my God, coming forth to avenge his people, to make inquisition for blood, as we read in Psalms 9. Oh, therefore, we can worship, we can praise the Lord. Oh, we can put our trust in the Lord. We can sing praises to the Lord. Oh, which dwelleth in Zion. Oh, that Zion which is above, which is the mother of us all. Amen. That Zion is coming down from God out of heaven. Praise the Lord when He brings forth the new heavens and the new earth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Also, there is a great rejoicing. We see that in Revelation 19 as that chapter begins. Oh, that great rejoicing when God judges the great whore. And oh, this is brought down as, oh yes, this final judgment comes upon the earth. And here it is, Revelation 19, the first verse. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are His judgments. For He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. The blood. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. I believe that's the people of the Lord. And the 24 elders representing the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints. The 4 beasts representing the body of angels, praise the Lord, falling down and worshiping God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And look at this, verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And praise the Lord, this is what it is. Listen, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, 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 God be praised, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Alleluia, can you hear it? Oh, the saints of all the ages, you and I that fear the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord that shall forever be with the Lord. Here we are lifting up our voices. Oh, praising the Lord. Oh, yes, as we see the judgment of the beast system. Oh, of this earth and all, yes. And it tells you, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. Oh, yes. We have this little short time here on this earth. The days, the years go by so quickly. You know, it might seem like, you know, we're a teenager one moment, an old person the next. They go so quickly, the years. But God has given each of us a little bit of time. And with that time, we need to prepare to meet the King. We need to prepare for this moment when we stand before God, the moment of His judgment, and yes, forthcoming the great white throne that all shall stand before. And praise the Lord, if we give heed, oh, if we turn from our sins, praise the Lord in true repentance, obey the command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That's a part of that process to make ourselves ready. Praise the Lord, because as sure as I am standing here tonight, The day of the Lord will come. Amen. And we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of our lives before the Lord Jesus. And how very essential, important to make ourselves ready. Oh yes, because this moment will come. And we're getting ready right now. It's going to come. He's going to come and not tarry. Amen. And we don't know the day or the hour. But He will come. And praise the Lord that marriage of the Lamb is come. And His wife, His people, hath made herself ready. That's what life is all about. Oh, sometimes we forget that which is most important. We go around and have all these other ambitions and goals and desires and, you know, work those other ends and forget what really matters. Oh, how we need to give our lives over to the Lord. Besides, if we'll seek the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, if we'll put the Lord first, He promised that all these things shall be added unto us. He knows how to bring forth the things that we need, the things that are necessary, the cries of our hearts. He knows how to do it, but you know, there's a key here, that need to put the Lord first, to seek Him with all our hearts, to, yes, go forth and do His will, to make ourselves ready for this day, the marriage of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. And oh, He knows how to get us there if we'll only turn our lives over to Him. Amen. Because so when we repent and He washes us in His blood, praise the Lord. And oh, we go on to obey that command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to become a new creature in Christ. Oh, yes, to be sealed with that Spirit of promise, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. He puts His righteousness upon us. Oh, praise the Lord. He clothed us in His righteousness, in this fine linen, clean and white. Oh, it explains here in verse 8 here, Revelation 19. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Oh, praise the Lord, because we've been washed in His blood, a clothed with His righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. He had a plan. He came to this earth to die for us. Oh, yes. That, oh, yes, His blood might be shed for the atonement, for the forgiveness of sins. Oh, praise the Lord. He took our sins upon Himself. Oh, yes, that we might be forgiven our sins. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might draw nigh to God and know that He would draw nigh to us. Oh, that we could be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And verse 9 here tells us, and He saith unto me, that angel that was ministering unto John, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, these are the true saints of God. And actually, this wasn't literally what we call an angel. It was actually an overcomer, you could say, as it explains in the next verse. And I fell at His feet to worship Him. And He said unto me, see, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it was. Oh, praise the Lord, but God's everlasting plan. Oh, yes, God. Oh, revealed so much to the prophets of old. Oh, as we read there from the Psalms, Psalm 7 and Psalms 9. Oh, yes, as David uttered these thoughts that, oh, yes, talked about God's judgment. Oh, yes, so it will be. And as I get ready to close here tonight, I'm turning to the 20th chapter of Revelation, verse 11. It says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." Are you in the book of life? Praise the Lord. Have you turned your life over to the Lord Jesus? Oh, praise the Lord. I pray that you have. Oh, yes, it tells us, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Oh, it is so important that you turn your life over to the Lord Jesus, that you repent while you have time. Oh, yes, for these moments that we read of tonight are coming. I believe they're at hand. We're going to see things unfold, I believe, like we've never seen. We've already seen things that, you know, we could not have imagined with our minds. But all this leads to the coming of the Lord, the return of our Lord and Savior, who's coming to judge this earth in righteousness. Oh, yes, and every man, woman, child is going to stand before him, small and great. Resurrection of the dead and those that even were living, yes, coming before him as the books were opened and the book of life. Oh, we must have our name written in the book of life. Oh, praise the Lord, the Lord puts our name in that book. Praise the Lord. So we turn our lives over to him. Oh, yes. Make your calling and election sure. Give your heart to the Lord. Serve him with all your heart. Fear the Lord. And serve him with all your strength, all your soul, all your might. Amen. Praise the Lord. For, oh, yes, that day is coming. For those that turn not, oh, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. All that day is coming. I praise the Lord. The righteous will be safe in the pavilion of our God. Oh, he who is our refuge. Oh, yes, the one that we trust. Oh, the one that keeps us day by day and moment by moment. The one that saves us by his might and by his power. The one that has redeemed us. The one that heals us and delivers us. Oh, praise the Lord, the one that we worship. Oh, praise the Lord. And he puts that song in our heart, that song of praise even unto our God, that many shall see. Oh, yes, and acknowledge and turn to the living God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let him have your life tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Turn it over to him. Let your faith, your confidence, oh, yes, all be in the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to deliver. And he knows how to keep us. He knows them that are his. Praise the Lord. But, oh, yes, give heed now while you have time. Oh, yes, for surely he shall wet his sword. Oh, yes, it will happen when he make inquisition for blood. Amen. He's going to remember those that are his, however. And you'll be safe in his pavilion. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Move in our hearts and work in a mighty way on us. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, that none should perish, but that all would come to repentance. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We're going to be singing a song in just a moment, but before we do that, we have a prayer request from Sharon, who requests prayer about renovation work and the lead worker's attitude, and she's hoping for a smooth installation. So let's bring this petition before the Lord right now on behalf of Sharon. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer. We bring Sharon before thee. We bring this work that is to be done before thee. We pray, Lord, that all would go smoothly. We ask, Lord, that there would be no hindrances whatsoever. We pray for all of the contractors involved, that they would have the right attitude, that they would have the right spirit, Lord, that they would do good work, and that they would be on time and do a good job with each and everything that they do. We pray, Lord, that thou would lead, guide, and direct this project according to thy perfect will, Lord. We pray that thy blessing would be upon it, and we ask, O God, that thou would help Sharon with this endeavor. We pray this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. Amen.
Praise
God. We're going to sing a song from the hymnal in closing, number 327, in our Melodies of Praise hymnal, There's a Great Day Coming, 327. A great day coming, there's a God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night.